This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking today, and we head to Singapore once again to touch base with Colin O'Shea and find out a little bit about what he's done to get better on the bike and some advice, some great advice with regards to improving your Ironman bike performance. He's a coach as well, so he's got some great insights to share. So I really think you are going to enjoy this one. I'm going to stop yakking now, and I'm going to hand you straight over to my chat with Colin. We chat some biking here on the Kona Edge, and I touch base with Colin O'Shea, who's in Singapore. Colin, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Brad. Good to be on again.
Colin, you admitted your bike is definitely not your strongest of the three disciplines. It's something you're constantly working on.
That's right. And, you know, looking at the actual volume of my training, the bike certainly is the greatest proportion. So in terms of, you know, hours per week, it's 50 to 60% of my time. And I think also it's the one that mentally it's most difficult for me to push the watts and push the numbers.
Well, what do you think, why is it your biggest challenge? I mean, have you been able to put your finger on it?
Well, I think number one, you know, I'm a relatively light guy. So, you know, today I stand at about 178 centimeters tall and 64 kg. So I'm pretty light. My absolute power is it's only, my FTP is only about 280. So, you know, it's relatively low in proportion to some other guys out there. What I can do relatively well is have a relatively high percentage of FTP in a race. But really, I do need to boost my overall FTP. And, you know, I've been trying to do that. And my coach has been, you know, working hard and giving me great sets. But I think that's generally my biggest challenge.
Are you frustrated by it? Or is it, are you feeling that you are improving and getting gains?
I think I'm improving now. I changed bike earlier on the year. So I used to have a Canyon, and, you know, it's a great bike, but the setup was slightly too big, and I didn't have as much adjustability on it. So I've moved to a Trek now, and I just feel there's a lot more adjustability in the front. I've had another bike fit, and, you know, for anybody out there, bike fits are just absolutely essential. You know, if it's not done correctly, it can open up a lot of injuries as well. So I think I'm in a good place in the fit, and I think I've probably saved watts by some of the things I've done there. You know, I've got a very aggressive seat post angle. So it's angling downwards quite a bit. And then I'm probably quite low down on the drop. In terms of some of the specific work I'm doing, you know, I'm just pushing, just trying to push over FTP sessions a lot more now, just trying to hold some of those numbers. Because I think historically, you know, for me, just trying to hit, you know, relatively high power numbers is something that's proved pretty hard. So I'm still in that phase of the season where I'm trying to do that. Obviously the phase will move once I get closer to Ironman Langkawi, which I'm doing in November, to more just general endurance work and just holding certain power numbers.
Over time in your Ironman bike, do you think there's one or two things that you've done that has really improved your performance?
Yeah, like I think some of the big gear work that I've been given over time has certainly helped. It's helped make me stronger. So, you know, some of the sessions that I've been given, and it, you know, involved, you know, I'd do my warm up, then I might have, you know, 4 by 20 minutes at, you know, if it's 70.3, it might be at, you know, 85% of FTP with a few minutes break, and I'd have a little rest, and then I'd go and they'd give me, you know, maybe 85% of FTP at 60 RPM on the big gear, just really just trying to churn it through and just get me stronger. So I think, you know, I think that type of work in the big gear work has helped me and is making me a bit stronger. I think the other thing, you know, certainly on the bike, that I can probably do more of is some of the land-based strength work. You know, I find when I do some of that, you know, the leg presses, the leg curls, the kind of the squats, the, some of the deadlifts that you do, they do help a lot. But I think that's an area that I probably need to do more of.
I find that interesting because, I mean, often we talk about power meters and this and that, but the off bike work and it's across the board. I mean, you spoke about it in our chat about the swim where you were talking about doing work on the deck with the elastic cords. Triathletes in general really neglect the off discipline stuff, the strength and conditioning that can really help move in all three disciplines.
Yeah, you know, when I talk to my athletes and when I look at myself, I get injured when I don't do some of this functional strength and core. So there's a very strong correlation between injury and not doing this kind of work. So what I try and incorporate into my regime is I do yoga, and I try and do yoga once a week. And this is really just for, you know, stretching out my hips, my glutes, my hammies, my calves, just all these areas. And when I don't do those sessions, or let's say if I miss a week of yoga, I really find, you know, my hips and my glutes is just super tight. I supplement that by, you know, just doing, you know, foam rolling and having the kind of spiky ball that you can kind of really torture yourself with. And also I do regular massages as well. So I think these types of functional strength and core are actually essential. Pilates as well is another great one to do. And it's for functional strength, but it's also just prevention of injury. And, you know, certainly I think, you know, the older we get, I'm 38 now. The older we get, the more important that is. You know, some of the younger guys can maybe get away with it a bit more. But I certainly see some of my older athletes, they do need this. And, you know, if they don't do some of these things, there is a greater propensity for injury.
38 now, Colin, wait till you hit 40, mate. Then it's downhill.
I'm optimistic.
Something happens when you hit 40. I don't know what it is. I always thought, never. Something happens. There's a switch that flips or something. It's weird. But talk to me about your favorite workout on the bike. What do you absolutely love doing?
What do I love doing? I love going on social rides with my mates.
Those are my favorite too.
Yeah, I love the social rides. What I suppose a cool said is, you know, when your coach gives you those kind of 20 times 30 seconds all out, and, you know, maybe 60 seconds easy. You know, when you're getting down to the 20 at one, that's a real burner.
Brilliant. Colin O'Shea, it's been a pleasure catching up. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Thank you. See you, Brad. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Cone Edge.